Thankful that you are tuned in to the internet message here this evening. We're going to be bringing a message upon the subject of yielding and submitting. We have this sermon in our notes. I don't know if it's a message that, as one preacher called it, a canned message, or it's a message that the Lord had given me in times gone by. But I know oftentimes we preach about yielding, we preach about submitting. But this message just kind of touched my heart as I looked over these thoughts. Again, we've preached them prior. Don't know exactly when, but we just pray it'll be in a way of a devotion tonight. It'll be a good lesson, good help to you. And we're probably going to make it a two-part. It might be a little bit short this evening. We'll continue on with the rest of it for Wednesday night. But we ask the Lord to bless here today. Let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, just to bless here today. Lord, we just ask you to be with those that are on our prayer list. Lord, even as we're preparing this lesson, Lord, we get a word, a message, a text message. Lord, that one of our members is having difficulties. Lord, we hold her up before the Lord even now. Lord, we just ask you to pray for all those others on our prayer list, many names we have, many situations. We pray for our country, we pray for our nation, we pray for this COVID-19. We pray for the riots and the looting. We pray, Lord, that our nation could come together. Lord, there's a lot of problems and great problems and many problems we have. And Lord, most time it always centers around one thing, and that's sin. Lord, I pray our people could pull together, our leaders could pull together. Lord, to be not so much infighting and hatred and variance. And then those that use any reason, Lord, to cause more chaos and confusion. Help our nation, Lord. Help our people. Help our families. We pray for our children. We pray for our communities. We pray for our country. We pray for our churches. We ask you to bless here today. Lord, help me. Help the people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you think about the words yield, yielding, and submit, submissiveness, I certainly do preach about, talk a lot about these things. It's very prevalent in all of our lives that we are always not as submissive as we think that we may be. And most of the time, we're not nearly as yielding to one another, and especially the Lord, as we ought to be. And I speak mainly for myself, but also I know that the keys, oftentimes the very key to opening up the gates of heaven, the blessings flowing our life, is just simply submitting to the Lord and yielding ourselves unto Him. Because if we're not submitting to the Lord or submitting to the, yielding to the Lord, we're yielding to self. We're submitting to our old self-will and our old self-nature, our Adamic nature, the ways of the world, the ways of the devil. And the Lord will never bless that. So I pray here again today that the message might be an encouragement to you. Again, may not be so long here this evening. We'll continue on with the rest of the thoughts this upcoming Wednesday. I want to read in James chapter 4, verse 1 through 10. But before we do that, I do want to go back to Romans chapter 6 and verse 13 and read a passage there. Romans chapter 6 and verse 13, speaking about yielding. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. We read again that we should not yield our bodies, our members of our bodies, we should not yield ourselves unto the way of unrighteousness, but we are to yield ourselves to our God. The word yield meaning to present oneself unreservedly. It means to give right away. When we yield to God, we replace self-control with Christ control, allowing Him to live His life through us. Yielding will determine our defeat or our victory. Read that in Romans chapter 6 and verse 16, the very first part of that. Let's go back to James chapter 4 now and verse 10. Yielding is not a rolling over, but it is a call to action. We're not speaking about rolling over like a dog in cowardice and timidness and fear, but a yielding is not rolling over, But it is a determined call to action again, we say. In our text today, we read of submitting ourselves to God. Look in James chapter 4 and verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Let's go back and read the text, verse 1 down through verse 10. From whence comes wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and ye desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it on your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enemy with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us listeth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. In our text verses we read here today in the passage, we read about submitting ourselves to God. And again in verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. The word submit means to be under the obedience of another, to obey. Again, it's not a word of passive, non-acting, deadened emotion, but it is a word of action. When a soldier submits, a great man of God has preached in our pulpits with Brother Clarence many years in the Faith Baptist Church since I've been a pastor. He's been gone now for years, but certainly had an impact, I feel like, on Faith Baptist Church as a whole, and certainly in my life. But he used to preach a lot about submissiveness. Many times as he prayed, he would always pray that the Lord would remove his pride and that he could submit and yield to the things of the Lord. He speaks about when he was in the army, in the military, and how that the drill sergeant, he said, kind of repeatedly chose and picked him out to speak to him and talk to him and in front of the men, upbraid him. And on one particular day, they was having to clean their guns and they had to present their guns. And the drill sergeant would look at the gun and he'd say, Private Humble, this gun's filthy. Clean it again. And he would go back and clean it. He would come back to present it again. And the drill sergeant would look at it just for a second. He'd say, this gun is disgusting. I told you to clean it. Go back and clean it again. And he'd done this repeatedly, several times. And finally, Brother Humble said he took the gun back and he said there wasn't a speck of dirt, dust on it anywhere. You could see yourself in it, mirror your reflection in it, where he had shined and buffed and cleaned. And he said he thought in his heart, if that drill sergeant one more time tells me to clean that gun again, I'm going to let him have it. So he went back to the drill sergeant and he presented his arm. And said the drill sergeant looked at it, looked at him, and asked the question. He said, Private Humble, what are you going to do if I tell you this gun is not clean? Brother Humble said he thought for a moment, thought about what he was going to tell that drill sergeant. Then he got to thinking about the consequences. And the consequences most of the time was that you didn't get to go on furlough on the weekend. You had to peel potatoes. And he said, I didn't want to peel potatoes. And he said, I didn't see why that I let my pride get in the way. He said, but I yielded. And I told that drill sergeant, he said, I looked at him right in the eye. I said, drill sergeant, if you say that gun's not clean, it's not clean, and I'm going to clean it again. He said, the drill sergeant looked at him with a little bit of a smile. He said, it'll pass inspection. It's okay. And he said he thought 1,000 times after that, Brother Humble thought 1,000 times after how that he's glad that he did not say something smart alecky or say something that would make the drill sergeant mad at him. But he had to submit and he had to yield. And he said the drill sergeant's job was to get the pride out of the soldier. And not have pride in himself, but have pride in his unit, pride in his country, possibly even pride in the God that he served. But he couldn't have pride in himself apart from the unit. And Brother Humble said that sergeant must have been able to see that he had that pride because he kept picking on him. He must have knew that he did not want to submit. A lot of times people have more of a problem with that than others. Sometimes there are people that are passive aggressive. That means they seem like they're yielding, they seem like they're submitting, but they're very aggressive kind of people. And sometimes it's hard to see through that sometimes. But regardless, that yielding, that submitting, is not an easy thing to do. It goes against the old flesh nature. When we think about to submit, to yield, as you think about Brother Humble particularly, he said that to behave and act in a manner, the drill sergeant was wanting him to submit, to yield, so he could be a profitable soldier, a good soldier, a soldier that could be commended on a job well done and protect his unit, protect his nation, protect his people. Listen, as we yield, as we submit to Almighty God, the Holy Spirit in us, listen, that's profitable for us. And God allows sometimes things to happen in our life to cause us to be more yielding to the Holy Spirit, yielding to His Word, submitting to what He says in His Word. In our text, we read of peace. We read about material gain, answered prayer. We read about being a friend to Jesus, being a friend of God. We read about a larger portion of grace that's available in our lives. We read about a refuge that we have from the clutches and the ways of the devil. We read about how we can draw nigh to God. We read about the laughter and the joy that is available to those who learn to yield and submit to Almighty God. Many great subjects we have in this passage of Scripture that we could take time to explore. But let's focus on three thoughts in deeper detail today. And again, we might not get through all of these, but let's go ahead and look at just some of them here for this evening. Three things that a yielded, submitted way brings to the believer. Number one, we can say that yielding, submitting brings life. It brings life. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21, the first part of that. For me to live is Christ. To live in Christ. Paul was saying this, as long as I live for the Lord. I live for His honor. I live for His glory. It's not always been that way. And that's the same with you and I. I'm not the old person I used to be. I'm not the old man that I used to be. And neither are you if you're saved. We thank God for that. We're not perfect. We're not all that we desire to be as God's children. We're not all that we ought to be. But again, we can all can praise God, we that are saved, that we're not what that we used to be. We speak about and read about that song. And there's songs, there's messages and devotionals that's been brought from about that passage of Scripture when it talks about sinking in the pit of sin. And I've often said I wasn't just sinking in the pit of sin. I was choking on the mud. Sin had took a hold of my life. I would not yield to God. I would not yield and submit to the things of the Lord, but I would submit to the temptations of the devil, my old flesh nature. But I, like you, that I was born again, in submitting and yielding, and as Christ came into my life, praise God, and He saved my soul. And sometimes we read and we see in the paper, we go past the business, and we'll have the big words, under new management. Listen, when I got saved, in the wind of my soul, it said, under new management. Why? Because the Lord now was my life. The old life, the shame, the humiliation, the hardness, the hurt, the honoriness and the wickedness, that no longer dominates my life. I would not dare to say that I don't still struggle. I will not dare to say I still don't have temptations. I will not dare to say that sometimes I do not succumb and falter and fail and commit grievous sin against my Lord. But I've got to go to Him and repent of that. I got to submit. And as I submit, and as I yield to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, I live. Christ living in me and Christ living through me. That song that we sing, the phrase of that song, He lives. I serve a risen Savior. He lives within my soul. And as long as I submit to the Lord Jesus Christ, and as long as you submit and yield to the Holy Spirit in your life, you know what happens? The more that you will become like Jesus. Turn to Philippians chapter 3 in verse 10 through verse 16. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 through 16. And we're going to read these verses. It's kind of an outline of Paul's experience as a Christian. And we can pattern ourselves after and experience the same blessings that come to the Apostle Paul if we'll follow after him. Let's go ahead and read and try to glean as we go by, read through these verses about these things that Apostle Paul appropriated and yielded to and submitted to in his life that he could have the victory. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 through verse 16, Apostle Paul says, writing to the Philippian people for us today, that I may know him, speaking about Christ. He said, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. Paul said, I want to experience the intimate relationship with my Lord. I want to know more about him. I want to be more like him. And I want to have that resurrection power, that power that rose Christ from the grave. I want that power to work in my life. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings be made conformable to his death. Because I'm willing to go through and have went through things for Christ. If by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I'd already attained, Paul said, I've not already attained. Neither am I already made perfect. He said, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I may apprehend of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are before, I press toward the mark for the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. If anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have an example. The Apostle Paul was focused upon yielding and submitting to his Lord and following after what God had decreed for him to do. Following the leading, the prompt of the Holy Spirit. And Apostle Paul said what? I, as an example. You know, sometimes we say, don't do as I say. Don't do as I do as I say. We want people to do what we tell them to do, but we want to have a different criteria for our own life. Well, that won't work in the service of the Lord. People would rather see a sermon any day as hear one. People don't need so much to hear you say things. They need to see it lived out in your life. Now, I'm not taking away. People need the Word of God. They need the Word of God. They need the gospel. They need to hear what thus saith the Word of God. But if our life don't match our words, it causes more chaos and confusion. And the Lord don't bless that. The Apostle Paul said, listen, as we yield, as we submit, there are certain things, that certain blessings that God immediately reveals to us, and we can be strengthened thereby. And that's going to be the subject as we continue on Wednesday night as we go ahead and complete out the rest of this devotion. I know it's been a short devotion tonight, but if you take time to stop and think about what we've said, and if you in your heart and in your mind, as you read there in Romans chapter 6, and then again as we read here in the book of James, and then now reading the book of Philippians, if we as a people, as Christians, could yield to our Lord and submit to His leadership and His lordship, follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit in our heart and our soul and our mind, if we could pay heed to and yield and submit to the Word of God, how much more blessed that our life would be. How much more greater our nation would be. Our people would be, our country, our communities, our children, our homes, our churches, and we individually. If we as a people could just learn to yield and submit. Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask You just to bless. Lord, a very short devotion, Lord, but a key to so many of the great blessings is in the Word of God for those that be saved. Lord, that if we could just learn to yield and submit to Your way. Forgive us of our sin. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.